The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does a person graced with athletic and musical gifts, who became Miss Hawaii USA, develop skills that help nonprofit organizations grow? This is the story of Toni Muranaka. We pause here, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for you to know the one who loves you and knows you no matter what you're facing or what you're going through. Things may seem very tough. Perhaps even right now you might feel like there's no way out. But I'll remind you that there is hope through Jesus Christ, in Jesus who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Toni Muranaka, Lani Ka'a'a, is reaching out to you. And it's our hope and our prayer that you would open your heart to the Lord if you have not already done so. Receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord. And my friend, if you already know the Lord, well, hey, we believe you're going to be encouraged today. Toni Muranaka graduated from Kailua High School, originally a tomboy, spinning basketballs. She was transformed into a Miss Hawaii USA in 1986. For the past 25 years, her greatest role has been helping nonprofits engage, grow campaigns, and reconnect with their missions. As former executive director of Aloha Medical Mission, she helped build a new dental clinic for the underserved community. She's the service director at Legacy Community Christian Church. She's married to Kevin. They have two daughters, Mahina and Mehana. Toni, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
I mentioned Kailua High School, but tell us more. Where did you grow up?
Well, I've always been in Kailua. Aside from traveling around the world, I knew that where I came from, so it was wonderful. So Kailua, I grew up in Ke'olu Hills, Enchanted Lake now I live, but I grew up in Ke'olu Hills. I went to Ke'olu Elementary, and I went to Kailua Intermediate, and then to Kailua High School, and that's where I auditioned for the Madrigals, who they've been around so long. My mom was the one that told me, hey, you better go and, audition. And I'm like, what is the Madrigals? And so my mom graduated from Kailua High School in 1965. And, it was a blessing that she encouraged me to go to the Madrigals, because I learned so much. I grew up real quickly in a right way, but I learned so much during my travels around the world, singing and dancing.
Toni, where did you travel?
Oh, we started on the West Coast. Then we went to the East Coast. And then, of course, I call it the normal to Japan. It was the end route. We went to Istanbul. We went to Egypt. We went to France, Paris. It was incredible. India. And that's where I really truly learned that what I had or have in Hawaii is precious. It was an eye opener to see people in India, the small kids just running up to you and they're asking you to buy a bobby pin. And I was only like 15, 16 years old. And I was like, no, just laughing. And then the adults took me on the side and said, hey, you know, don't be disrespectful. These people, they don't have any money. And so it was an eye-opener for me from the age of 15.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
It was Mr. Hotoke. He was our... he was the director for the Sounds of Young Hawaii, and he always encouraged me to do my best. Constructive criticism. That word you really didn't learn in high school, but I did, because that's all he did. He was constructing us. He was building us. We sang a lot of gospel, and my family never went to church. They never took us to church. So I didn't quite understand that, you know, what I was singing. I do now, but I think it actually saved me many times when I got lost in a country. You know, this is like, 30? Well, no, actually, it's 40 years ago. There's no cell phones. So when you got lost, you really were lost. There's no GPS. Nothing like that. So we actually, when we got lost, we went into a church and we prayed. And as soon as we prayed, we walked out and a lady said, hey, do you need help? Yes, we need help. And we didn't speak French. So she spoke English. And so God sent that lady to us right when we exited the church.
What an incredible opportunity for you and for the other musicians to travel like that, such iconic places.
Oh, yeah.
You've actually been there.
Yes.
Heard the language, tasted the foods, took part in the culture.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we lived in homes most of the way, because it only cost $950 for the airfare, and that was a Pan Am. Do you remember Pan Am? Mm-hmm. So I had to go to work. I had to, before the summer, I had to raise money. We didn't have the money. $950. Now it seems like, oh, just put on the credit card, right? But my family didn't have it. So I worked at Kailua High School cleaning rooms. And that's where, you know, I had my first job and my first fire. So I got fired from Kailua High School. It wasn't my fault, but I didn't put the blame on anyone. But it was one of those things that you learn, you know, you learn respect of property. You learn responsibility in everything you do. So that was a good experience for me.
How did you become a believer in Jesus?
So we had Bible studies while I was in high school. And it was at someone's home, and my sister, her name is Tammy, and she and I are very close. And so she's 5.5 years younger than me. So I tend to like migrate toward the younger me when I'm with her. So we're at a Bible study and we're giggling and, you know, not because we're the only kids. And then she hits my shoulder and then she says, look. And I looked up and I saw a black cloud. And she said she saw horns coming out of the daughter that just walked in the door. And then from there, we were like, oh my goodness, this stuff is real. I mean, the evil's there. There must be a God. So right then and there, we got delivered. I'm not sure if that's the word, but they prayed on us. And I don't know what she was doing, but all I knew that my head went back. And I started to cry out, and I was told later that she did the same thing. So we were delivered. And then that was that. And then we were baptized. We did that together, and I have a really good story on that too. But it started like I got baptized in 1982. But I think I'm due for another one.
What difference would you say, Tony, your relationship with Jesus has made in your life?
He's a friend, and he wasn't like that before. I didn't understand. The Bible that I have now is like 45 years old or whatnot, and I never really opened it up. And when I did thumb through the book, I saw all little notes here and there, and I just took it with me to protect me. And I didn't understand. It's not the Bible that's protecting me. It's God. So I would just use the Bible as protection, and I didn't know. But now I know you have a relationship with God, and it's not a materialistic thing. It's a real deep... And you just don't ask him only when you need things. You always thank him for every, even the bad things. You know, thank you so much for having me go through this. I'm learning. Please guide me in the right direction. So the difference then was that I didn't quite understand. And it, my family, like I said, never went to church, went to Bible study. And it was very short learned for me. But now I know it's more than just the book. That is just a guide. You just really need to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Tony, it's so good, talking about your past and the travels and just how God had started very early in your life to show himself strong and then becoming much more in relationship. When in that walk, in that early part of your relationship, did you truly feel as though the Lord was walking with you as you went? What was a moment that you really felt God was there?
It was right before the pandemic. My daughter, my oldest daughter, she's 21. 2 years ago, she was about 19, and she was looking for a church. Mm-hmm. And she was very serious about it. So she introduced me to Legacy Church. And I'm like, okay, I'll go with you. She goes, thanks, Mom. You're the best. And so we went together, also with Grandma, who since passed. It was such a great experience just going through that with her, just attending. But the one day that really made a difference was I was laying in bed, and it was Sunday, and I didn't want to go. I just didn't feel like going. So I just laid there, and then I heard a voice say, Tony. Just like that. It was super loud, clear. Mm. I sat up and I looked, and it wasn't my husband. My husband didn't say anything. He was fast asleep. So that day when I went to church, Pastor Gross, mm-hmm. he was a guest speaker at Legacy Community
Rob,
Christian Church.
Rob
yes.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. And he does not know this, so hopefully he'll be able to hear this, but he really helped and inspired me, because when he was there speaking, he says, there's a river of life that I'm feeling right now in the front of the church, in the front of the stage. So he says, whoever is very sensitive to the Holy Spirit, please, I would like them to experience this river of life. And then the rest of you can walk through it. And so, of course, the most, she's amazing. I mean, but she was like basking in the water. She was like splashing and really enjoying herself. And I remember that moment when I said, I want that. I want that so badly. And so I walked down. I went in front of the stage. And I would never, ever forget this. My feet were shaking. I felt the water flowing through my legs. Every step, there was a cobblestone, and I couldn't even walk. And then I was trembling, and I was saying, oh, my God. And Rob was, Pastor Gross was walking toward me, against the river, and all he said to me was, "Isn't God amazing?" And I said, and I couldn't even speak, and I said, "Yes, he's amazing." And just think, if I didn't hear that voice saying, "Tony, go to church," I would never experience that.
Tony, so amazing. You know, we're going to take a quick break. But I think as we listen to you, you know, many, I think of us, and maybe you're out there in our audience, and you've known God is real. You've been introduced to him over your life. You've had times in your life where he has intersected your life, where you say, "That was God. Wow, that was God. That's amazing. That was God." But have you had that real relationship, that moment when you know that God is amazing, that is what you want? You know, Tony, you said, "This is what I wanted." Mm-hmm. When we come back, let's just talk a little bit more about what is it that mm-hmm. you wanted? Because sometimes we don't know. We just know that's what I want, but we can't define it. We just know that where we are at is not good enough.
Right.
And maybe in the audience today, you're sitting there thinking, "I want it. I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is, but I see it in my friends. I see it in a family member. I see it in people around me, and I don't have it. And my life is not complete, whole, and right without it." And so we're going to talk a little bit more about what is it, and how the Lord, that's him wooing you. That's him calling you to his side. Would you wake up? Would you get out of bed? Would you go to church? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Lani Ka'a'a here in studio with Danny Yamashiro. Aloha, this is the Good Life Hawaii, goodlifehawaii.com. We're here in studio today with a wonderful friend of myself and so many, Mrs. Toni Morinaka. In the last segment, we were talking a bit about that moment when you know you want more, when the Lord is before you and you want more. I want to get back to that conversation, but what I'm also interested in, Toni Morinaka, maybe some of you remember, was an amazing Miss Hawaii USA. She truly was a representative of the state of Hawaii, did so much work, and continues to do the work of serving our community today. And I have to say that, having known her for many years, She is an amazing servant to many others. She has done miracle work in the nonprofit world, serving the undeserved, or not the undeserved, I'm so sorry, the underserved, and the homeless, the battered wives, those that are truly in need, those that are in medical need. And I'm just totally in awe constantly of the work that Tony does. But I kind of want to delve into the Miss Hawaii USA experience. Of course, I feel a little bit of relation there. So Tony,
I wonder why.
What was your experience as Miss Hawaii USA, and how did that develop your skills that you now use in the nonprofit world?
I think for Miss Hawaii, it was more starting with modeling, because I was a tomboy, like we mentioned, right? So my parents sent me to Barbizon. Remember that?
Oh, blast from the past.
So they sent me to Barbizon, and the only skill I had that time was to spin the basketball on my finger. Mm. And so I remember my first fashion show. I was walking down the ramp, and I would spin the basketball, and that was my wow. And it made me realize that God gives you these small, weird, quirky talents, and just use it. So what I did when I went, I was the director for American Heart Association. I had to go to the schools, and I had to get the kids' attention for heart disease and stroke, right? The kids do not want to listen to me talk about heart disease. They rather have a heart attack, right? I'm just kidding. So what I did is I got my talent of spinning the basketball, and I would go to a lot of assemblies, and I would spin the basketball, would ask all the guys to come up and, you know, see who can spin the basketball the best. And then I would say, hey, you know, girls, there's no girls up here. You know what? Let me try. I've been practicing a little bit. So from there, spinning the basketball and just sharing my talents really opened the doors to other opportunities to help people in need.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see, other than spinning the basketball, what do you feel when you see the Lord using your gifts and talents to serve others?
Oh, it feels so good. I wasn't really looking like I said, I haven't gone to church before this 2 years, and I never thought I'd be working at a church. So I'm the service director at Legacy Community Christian Church, and I feel like my talent, my gift is just to bring people together, to train, and then also to do like website and, you know, e-commerce, you know, those type of things. And I feel that's my gift. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was, oh, that's easy stuff.
Mm-hmm. But how blessed the church is to have somebody like you on the team, right? Because my goodness, that is such a necessary part of the church, but oftentimes not a part of the church that anybody really realizes they need until they need it.
Until
right?
they need it, yes.
And you were there, and God's perfect timing brought you to Legacy Church. And we did talk a little bit in the last segment about that moment when you knew that you wanted it. Mm. And now that you've been in the church for a couple of years and really have dedicated more and more of your skills, time, and commitment to not only serving in capacity and administration, but also in Bible studies and connecting women to women. Tell us about that it. What was it that you were missing that now you're experiencing?
Oh, the it for me is just making those connections. The family that you have in church is different from the family outside. And when you go to the next, I guess, life or to heaven, the family that you're going to have is the family forever. Mm-hmm. And so these women that I meet with for LOL, Ladies of Legacy, and then other small groups, the small groups are really important. Mm-hmm. It makes me realize that this is where I want to be, and I believe that's what pleases God. Mm-hmm. You know, all God wants is love. Mm-hmm. That's it. God wants love, and he, of course, obedience and you know disciplined. But by me just being in these small groups and helping, and then just working it out, just talking out different issues. Everybody has problems, but if you don't lean on God, there's no way. You can try to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. You're gonna probably go, you know, probably around the corner and just take a lot longer. Mm-hmm. But going straight directly to God, it's amazing that that feeling of connection, that feeling that no matter what you do or say, he still loves you.
Mm-hmm. And what is the importance to you? You talk about ladies of legacy. And just knowing you, you love to be in relation with others. You know, especially during this time when we've been isolated, it's been so hard to get together. What is important about being in community, in the family of God, and connected in community with them?
I've never read the Bible from front to back, or nor have I read it, really. I mean, I would take sections and read it. But in this group, we're able to dissect not only the Bible, but to kind of dive into different books like Rick Warren, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm learning so much.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've known you and walked alongside you, not only in your ministry work, but also in your nonprofit work. And one of the most amazing things that I think I am always in awe of is when we talk about the dental clinic that you helped to build and really expand. What was the motivation for you to get involved in that, and how did that turn out?
My motivation was to build. I knew that my talents were to collaborate, to bring together, and I'm the type of person that if something needs to be done, I will do it. So I just took things little steps at a time because we didn't have the big budget like, you know, some nonprofits do. So we really were hindered by that. And the motivation for me for the dental clinic was the patients. These patients really need dental care. And so they can't even afford the dental, when you go to FQHCs, federally qualified health centers, they can't even afford the sliding scale there. So we had, I hate to say it, but we were the safety net. We were the safety net for these
individuals.
The last stop. So it drove me to really not only to maintain, but to grow the clinic so we can see more patients in need.
Toni Morinaga here, just really talking about her walk with the Lord, started a long time ago. And really, she remembers being introduced to him at a very young age. But just using gifts and talents and the importance of being collaborative, the importance of coming together in community. Friend, maybe it's time for you to get back into community. Maybe the Lord in this moment is calling you and asking you, are you trying to do this alone? Are you trying to do this without me? Maybe it's time first to build that relationship back with him. How do we do that? Prayer, worship, time in the Word, time relating to your best friend, your counselor, the one who's calling you to eternity, Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
And then get back into community. Reach out. Return to the people who love you no matter what, who accept you for who you are, and that's the church, the body of Christ. Friend, if it's that time, don't hesitate. Do it now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a, in studio with Danny Yamashiro. We are here with the former executive director of Aloha Medical Mission, Tony Moranaka. Tony helped build a new dental clinic for the underserved community, a safety net, truly,
yes,
for those in need. She's currently the service director at Legacy Community Christian Church. Tony's truly lived a life of service as a young teen, serving by being an ambassador for the state of Hawaii on the Madrigals, and then continuing on as an ambassador, being Miss Hawaii USA in 1986, and really, truly taking up the mantle of service in our community at American Heart Association, leading the drive for the Jump Rope for Heart,
yes,
engaging school after school and young person after young person on how to keep themselves healthy and develop a healthy lifestyle that will keep them from heart attacks and challenges. And then moving on into many other nonprofit opportunities to really serve our community and bring health and wholeness and healing to those that were in need. Tony, you've done so much. Just a quick question for you. What's been your favorite service project? What has fulfilled you the most?
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, I've been doing this for like
25 years.
So, wow, that was low. Wow, the projects. You know, there was one that I did, and it was putting a puzzle piece, and it was to gather all the kids for Jump Rope for Heart together. And what we did is we had 500 of them, so maybe 100 of them would get a puzzle piece. And so it was, to me, it was a physical way of bringing everyone together to make this beautiful picture. And so it may not be of God, but that was just an example of what I can do with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just give everyone different pieces and just have everyone come together, mm-hmm, to fit together, mm-hmm, and work together.
Mm-hmm. You know, now you're serving both in as a service to the community, but you're also serving Jesus Christ in your,
yes,
position at Legacy. In what ways has your faith, your renewed faith, I should say, been an encouragement in your family life?
I think for my daughter, my older daughter, she is, you know, she's still in the Word. My younger daughter, she's at a Catholic college. My husband believes in God. So is my father-in-law. My parents do. But this is a way for everyone to get together and really witness the Lord and know what it can do, not only the healing part, but just like the just bondage, just getting everyone together. So, mm-hmm, it's a work in progress, mm-hmm, you know, to get my family involved. And, you know, you never want to push anyone to do anything, but, you know, lead by example,
mm-hmm,
is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my calling, is just to lead by example. I did dust off my old 45-year-old, you know, and I found all these notes in there. And it's just a reminder that God is always there. He's always been there, you know, very patient.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When can you recall the Lord especially helping you through a difficult time? Maybe recently, maybe in the past, but the Lord really stepping in, and without him, you knew in your heart of hearts it would have been different.
I think right now, because I'm in transition of my career. So I just feel that, you know, he's the one that gets me out of bed. You know, sometimes I feel I just don't want to do anything. I don't have to go to work. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. But he's connected me with people like you, people like my really good friend, Christine Patterson, and other friends like Lavelle Sanchez, you know, all my friends that just having, and they're all women of Christ. So it's wonderful to be surrounded, but to have people to kind of get you out of that, that funk, you know, and then when you're together, to talk about God. I think that's important.
Wow, let's dig into that. So, you know, I've been in times of funk. That word just absolutely hit me. And, you know, it can be hard. It can be hard to reach out past yourself. What motivates you when you're in that depression, that funk? I'm not sure what the word is, but we kind of all can relate to that moment.
Like you want to feel sorry for yourself. And just blah, blah, blah.
That pity party moment.
Okay. So what I do, I just think of God. I mean, Jesus on the cross. And it makes me cry. It makes me cry. Oh, I'm going to cry again, though. So thinking of what he did. And I cannot get out of bed. That's crazy. So,
That's right. My motivation. He's never going to ask us to do more than he has ever done for us. That is the God that we love, the God that receives us, the God that waits for us.
Yes.
The God that walks alongside us, even when we don't know or don't want him there.
Yes.
The God who saves us and is there the minute that we call his name. Friends, if you are out there and you're in that moment, we relate, first of all. You're not alone. You are not alone. More importantly, God is there. If there's no one else that can help you out of that moment, God can and will.
Amen.
And Tony is truly a representation of the fact that if you open your mouth and you call his name, Jesus, come, he comes. He gets you out of bed. He moves you into a place where you feel hope again, where you feel potential again, where you feel whole again, freedom, joy, all the things that we yearn in those moments of funk.
That's a lot that he's given us.
And he's our friend and counselor. And it's an amazing God that we serve. And today you've talked about the peace that you found that gets you, that motivates you to get up. So I'm going to ask you a challenge question.
Oh, boy.
Why do you believe, and you don't have to have the perfect done all answer, but in this minute, why do you believe you are here on earth today?
Why am I here? Well, I'm reading the Rick Warren. I'm not
the
quite
purpose-driven life.
Yes.
What is the purpose?
You know, everything just—it's coming together, but it's coming together in God's time. Like this show, 2 years ago, I would not be able to be on the show because I had no idea. You know, so he is lining up everything for everyone, and it's mind-boggling to think that he can do that. Number one. But for me, everything that's happening in my life is for a reason. And why I'm here is to share, is to share my story. You know, the weird stuff that I did and, you know, I'm just thriving in the word. I'm learning so much. So that's, I'm not sure if I answered your question.
No, absolutely. You did. That's what it really is though. It is not having the answer to the end of your life. It's having the answer for today. And the answer is simple. Get in behind Jesus.
Yes.
Read his word. Know his call. and go forward in your day.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, wake up, mm-hmm. read His word,
yes.
go forward in His word, mm-hmm. and complete your day. Mm-hmm. And if that is all we achieve, that is the best thing that we could do every single day.
Yes.
It is those days, I believe, when we wake up and we forget that He's our leader, that mm-hmm. He's our God, that He is the orchestrator of our beginning and our end.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to go on our own, that we end up in the funk mode, right?
Yes, yes. He's yeah. the most important thing
yeah.
ever.
Where do you find your strength? You know, in the pandemic, there are a lot of people in this moment. And especially in the pandemic, we've had to adjust. When you're listening to the chaos,
mm-hmm.
the division, the negative commentary constantly,
mm-hmm.
how do you find your peace in that?
Well, first of all, I don't listen to negativity. Mm. You know, there's so much social media against this, against that, and I just don't listen to that. Mm. You know, I just don't. But one of my coping mechanisms is just caring for another person, a being, and that is my doggy. So, my doggy wants to go walking. My doggy wants to do this, and she's 13. She's like way older than me. Mm. She's like 80 something, right? In doggy years. But that just the motivation, just to care for someone else, mm. and then for the two of you to go on that walk together.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So
absolutely caring for somebody else, taking our eyes off of ourselves, our circumstance. Putting
yes.
it on somebody else. You know, the Lord taught us that in His mm. word. Every morning He woke up and He thought of somebody else. Mm. He thought of His assignment towards somebody else that mm-hmm. day. It wasn't everybody, it was who His Father was leading Him to. And He never sat in His own mm. space.
Mm-hmm.
He knew. The one moment He did in the garden, and He said, "Lord, take this cup from me, but if it's Your will..." Right? Mm-hmm. Because in my strength, I cannot do this alone, mm-hmm. but Your will be done, right?
Wow.
And so maybe today we have somebody in our listening audience that is struggling with the chaos, the division, the negativity, the stress level in your life. Put your eyes on somebody else. Help somebody else, care for somebody else, lift up, encourage, mm. develop a relationship that changes somebody else's life. Your life will change. The Lord promises that. With the Lord, we can do all things. Without Him, we can do nothing.
Absolutely.
But in His strength, put our eyes on someone else, and you will feel the presence of the Lord. You will feel the hope and the joy that comes with changing another's life. No. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to go into a lightning round
okay.
With Pastor Danny. And I love when Pastor Danny does this because it's not only fun, but it's really just a moment of really recognizing how God has made us all so unique, special, precious.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we come back, we're going to do a lightning round with you and Pastor Danny, and it's going to be a great time. I hope you will stay and listen. We're here with Toni Muranaka. She is the director at Legacy Community Christian Church of Service. That's legacy808.com, www.legacy808.com. Stay with us. We're at The Good Life Hawaii, thegoodlifehawaii.com. We'll be right back. We're with Toni Muranaka.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. John chapter 15, verses 5 through 8. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host Lonnie Ka'a, our guest today, Tony Muranaka. What an honor it is, dear friend, that you are with us today. And this is our final segment here. With today's program with Tony, a lightning round, as Lonnie explained before our break. So, Tony, are you ready? I'm just going to ask a quick few questions, and we'll go from here. Is there something you like to collect?
I used to like to collect marbles, but that is that was a long time ago. I don't really collect anything. I'm not a collector because I guess my husband doesn't like, you know, clutter. Oh, you know what it was? It was baskets. Mm. But he made me throw them all away. You know, I used to love the really pretty baskets, you know, but I'm okay now.
What mentor has impacted your life?
I have several. One of them is sitting here. I have, you know, it's friends that, you know, I have to really, I do have a mentor, and, it's hard because she's connected to my last employer, but, I do reach out to her. Her name is Colleen Minami. And she's our co-founder. And but it's my friends that I'm able to reach out to.
Favorite drink?
Zero ginger ale. It's a ginger ale zero. It makes me feel nice because I remember when I was young, you know, really young. I used to have ginger ale, and I guess I was sick, and you know, it made me feel better. So when I drink ginger ale, I feel warm and fuzzy.
What do you believe the Lord would have you share with someone who's going through a really rough time right now?
You know, take your eyes off the problem. And even if your eyes are cloudy with tears, you still can see God. Just, you got to, you know, close your eyes, even if you're crying, and just reach out to Him and lean. It's easier to say it than to do it, but to lean on Him and just ask. That's what I've been doing.
Tony, as you explain that, it gets me, it reminds me of resituating where we are right now. Because what you said just a moment ago, you described your struggle as not something that happened 5 years ago or a year ago, but right now. And what that does is it puts you in a very unique relationship with a listener who is feeling challenged at mm-hmm. this very moment. Mm-hmm. It's like someone struggling sharing with someone struggling. And there's a certain power to that. Mm-hmm. And I believe the Lord, in His grace and time, in all our unfinished ways, has fashioned you and your situation for a moment like this. So would you pray? Yes. Will you pray for someone who is struggling? You may have heard the words of the gospel, way of describing the ministry of the gospel, like I'm one beggar sharing bread with another beggar. But in this case, someone struggling, praying for someone struggling. Would you do that?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Father God. Father God, I feel so blessed to be here today, and all my struggles, Father God, that You have opened doors for me, and then You also have shaken me up a little. It's amazing, Father God, that You shook me up to the point where, yes, You're talking, God. Yes, You're talking. But also, He's giving... Father God, you're giving me time to really collect my thoughts and to let You lead. You know, it's not always on my time, Father God. So, Father God, you know, whoever's listening to this show today, please put in their heart the warmth, the wisdom, and the knowledge that You are there. You are there every single moment, every single second of the day. And Father God, if that person needs to lean on to You, just open. You always open Your arms. You always do. But make it known in such a way. Thank You, Father God, for having me here, sharing my struggles. I'm in the midst of my struggles right now. And... I forgive, Father God, you know, forgiving, I forgive everything that has happened. You've given me wisdom to move forward and to be able to understand the reasoning that You have shaken me up and You have put me in a different direction. And I thank You, Father God, and may You bless everyone who's listening to this show right now in the name of Jesus, with the power and glory of Jesus. Thank You so much for having all of us here together to fellowship and to talk about the love that You have in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And our Father, we continue to lift up as Tony has prayed, as You have set her apart for such a time as this to minister to the hearts of our listeners. We continue to pray for her, that You would continue to guide her, that You would give her Your peace, Your strength, that You refresh and renew her and open doors. that she might see your mighty work. John 15, Jesus, you said to abide in you. And may we all and each listener learn more and more this day what it means to abide in you. Someone says, Danny, what is that, abide? Well, abide is to remain with, stay close to, remain in, be with Jesus. Stay close to Jesus. And fruit will be born. Thank you for the simplicity of these reminders. For you know that in these times, O Lord our God, we surely need reminders. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this time. We commit ourselves to you now and our dear listener. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Tony, thank you so much for coming and sharing with us and being here.
Thank
we
you.
We really appreciate you.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much for having me share. You've actually opened up a lot of things in my heart, and I'm revisiting them. So this is wonderful. Thank you.
Encouraging words, heart-to-heart, nitty-gritty stuff. From Tony Muranaka, legacy808.com. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehoy.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video set up for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehoy.com and click Donate. Job 5:11, the lowly he sets on high, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Tony Muranaka, legacy808.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Lani Ka'a, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Lori Salvador, web designer Arlen Nagata, operation directors Aaron Custodio and Joshua Main of Salem, Hawaii and Salem, Seattle, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave